In every campaign, there's a front-runner and a come-from-behind candidate, a contender who's faltering despite a huge ad campaign, and another who is determined to make the undecideds his base of support. And that is especially true this year, says movie critic Bob Mondello.
Yes, it's early in the Oscar race, and the voters have barely started to weigh in, but the pundits have spoken, so some things are clear. There seems no question that the front-runner, having faltered in two previous campaigns, has now built up a lot of loyalty with the public based on a strong war record and a great stump speech.
A day may come when we forsake our friends and break all bonds of fellowship, but it is not this day.
The public's enthralled. Will third time be the charm? Well, not if the challengers get their way. They're a varied lot, some having military appeal, others scoring better with soccer moms. The surprise in the race is probably the military one, not necessarily a great vote-getter, but by all accounts a masterful commander.
Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you, and I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action.
Then there's the campaign that may have peaked too soon, getting great press at first, but more recently unable to keep its message from getting lost in translation.
A ring-a-ding-ding?
Yeah.
Also in the running is a serious northern contender with a strong message about family, and a southern underdog with a reputation for coming from behind, indisputably the race's dark horse.
Everybody loses a couple, and you either pack up and you go home or you keep fighting. Isn't that right?
Though media coverage invariably makes the stakes seem enormous, there's also the tricky question of voter apathy. In previous years, it was fueled by accusations of unfair campaign practices as the race shifted into high gear, and observers have often complained about media blitzes that look like attempts to buy a close race. Fortunately, that hasn't happened this year, but the campaign is just getting underway. Meanwhile, spin doctors are noting that frontrunners often stumble as voters pay more attention to the race, and Las Vegas is laying odds. As veterans of previous campaigns can attest, it won't be over until the ballots are counted and the victory speeches delivered.
I'm the king of the world!
I'm Bob Mondello.